Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast. And if you're a first-time listener, we're so excited to have you on board. And if you're a regular listener, we love you, and we appreciate your loyalty and following us on our journey. So today, we thought we'd talk a little bit about the bacteria in your colon, actually in your intestine. We want to talk a little bit about probiotics. And some of you that have been along this journey with us may say, oh, you guys have already talked about probiotics. Well, you know what?
We've actually only talked about it twice.
Yeah, if you go back and look at our library of podcasts, yeah, there's a couple podcasts that were dedicated to probiotics.
One of them was very early on. It was like only our like fifth or sixth podcast.
Was it? Okay, yeah. So that
and
was
we're
a
close
few
to
years
300
ago.
Now,
yeah, I think that was what, so, like 3 years ago then? Yeah. Yeah. 3-4 years ago. So, but you know what? Here's my thoughts. It never hurts to repeat this information. And to refreshen us and just to kind of remind us of what they are, what the importance of it is, and why it's so important.
Well, and I think this podcast specifically to dive in to some of the bacteria. Get it? Because I have a
funny
lot of patients, clients who say, you know, well, why is your probiotic different? You know, how can you tell that it's a good probiotic or not? What are the different strands of the bacteria?
It's very
that you
important.
Should have?
Yeah.
And so we've never really kind of dove in on that, and yeah, I think it's important to
absolutely
to talk about that.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. So first of all, just so you know, and you may already know this, but I'm going to remind you, or I'm going to tell you for the first time, that you have trillions of bacteria in your gut, okay? And that's what we know as our gut flora, or the microbiome, okay? But the gut flora is basically all the bacteria in your intestine, all right? So yeah, you've got trillions. And those bacteria are very important. They make a huge impact on your health and on your overall well-being, okay? I mean, they not only help as far as us digesting our food and absorbing nutrients, okay? But it also helps to strengthen your immune system, the small intestine and the large intestine, which is also called the colon, okay? Did you know that 70 to 80% of your immune system is in your gut? And that's pretty important. That's pretty important because that pretty much tells you that, I mean, that should be like a sign to telling you, you've got your gut is, you want to keep it in top-notch shape. You want it to be healthy because your immune system is mainly in the gut. Mm-hmm. It's mainly in the gut. And so you definitely want to make sure that you keep your intestine healthy, that you keep it healthy. You know, I mean, the mouth seems to be the first place where you get exposed to germs and bacteria, okay? So using probiotics and encouraging our patients and our clients and just encouraging the world, you know, about the use of probiotics and teaching them how it is that it supports your gut health, I mean, we just can't emphasize that enough. And that's why I think, even though we've already podcasted on this, we're going to podcast on it today, and this will not be the last one.
Right.
We'll continue to talk about it.
Well,
all right?
And it is important. I think most people know what probiotics are today because obviously there's no shortage.
But a lot of people don't. I get asked all the time. They're like, oh, yeah, those are the enzymes you take with your meals, or vice versa.
Mm-hmm. So I think there's still confusion. But I think in general, a lot of people know about probiotics where a lot of people don't know about enzymes.
So what are probiotics?
Right? So, well, we just talked to them. You said it's the good bacteria.
Good, healthy
right?
bacteria.
Good, healthy bugs. But, you know, and the thing is that there's a ton of probiotics on the market today, which is why I think a lot of people know about them and ask questions about them.
It's actually kind of confusing, everything that's out there.
Yeah, and that's why people don't know, you know, which one should I choose? What are healthy strands of bacteria? You know, is more, you know, CFUs, you know, which is how many billion of bacteria are in the capsule, is that better if I take one with more? You know, and so it is confusing. And so that's why we wanted to do this podcast, because it's important when you're taking a healthy probiotic that it has a wide range of bacteria, not just one. So Acidophilus, for example, is a good example of a probiotic where you could find just Acidophilus in the bottle. And, you know, people take it thinking, oh, it's a probiotic, you know, but it's just one strand mm-hmm. of bacteria, right, out of thousands of strands of bacteria that you can have in your gut. And so I think it's important to really talk about the different strands of bacteria and understand why it's important to take a probiotic with various strands right. and a lot of each.
Right.
That's another
right.
thing. Some of these bottles will say, you know, oh, we have... It's a probiotic blend of these five bacteria, but it won't tell you how many of each, mm-hmm. right? And there are probiotics that are cheaper to make than others. And so the company will put more of the cheaper bacteria and less of the more expensive bacteria. And then, again, you don't know how much you're getting, right?
Right.
Because they don't tell you. You want to make sure that when you purchase a probiotic that it has multiple strands, it tells you how much of each strand, so you know you're getting a really good mix. And the other thing you need to look for is that it has no fillers.
Right.
So this
exactly.
is, again, just in general with supplements, you know, it should have no extra things when under the other ingredients. It should just be, you know, just probiotics. That's
so, it. So we get asked all the time, how many strands? And when we talk about strands, we're talking about different types of bacteria. The different types of bacteria that will be usually that you'll find on a probiotic when you look at the back. So what would be a good number? Well, a good number could be, for example, like 6. What's in our probiotic?
Yeah 6 to 7 strands is probably a
absolutely.
Good rule of thumb. Yeah.
And then, you know, and another, well, let's talk a little bit about what's in our formulation. The different strands that are in our formulation. So Tina already mentioned Acidophilus, Lactobacillus Acidophilus, which is actually, like she said, a very common one. And a lot of times you'll find over-the-counter probiotics that are mainly this one, just mm-hmm. the Lactobacillus Acidophilus. It's actually a strain that comes from humans. And because of that, you know, it's really highly adaptable to our gastrointestinal tract. And it's just a really great probiotic as far or bacteria. You know, a lot of research shows that it's really great as far as supporting a healthy balance of good bacteria to bad bacteria. It helps support your immune function, keep it healthy, which again, I'm going to keep saying this through the podcast, you know, in your gut, 70 to 80% of your immune system is in your gut. Here's another one that was surprising to me, but it helps to maintain cholesterol levels, you know, in a normal range, which is really huge. You know, so people ask, why do I need to take a probiotic? There's so many reasons, but if for anything, you know, especially if you have problems with your cholesterol, probiotics help to maintain your cholesterol in a normal range. It helps your gut in producing certain vitamins like the B6, B12, and folic acid. And not only that, this is a huge plus for those that may have problems with dairy products. It produces lactase that helps with digestion of dairy products. So that's mm-hmm. just a few pluses
benefits
for that mm-hmm. for that particular bacteria.
Yeah, and then you've got the Lactobacillus plantarum, which is another probiotic strain. This one's actually found in fermented vegetables, foods like sauerkraut and kimchi. People ask me all the time, can I just eat a ton of sauerkraut and kimchi? Yes, you can, mm-hmm. but you would have to eat a ton of sauerkraut and kimchi to
right.
give you the amount that you would need versus just taking it in capsule form, right?
Right.
So, again, it just depends on how you want to try to get your bacteria, but it can be... This single strain was the subject of a double-blind placebo-controlled study of 214 participants. And at the end of 4 weeks, 78.1% of the patients reported excellent or good results with relief of abdominal symptoms that they were experiencing at the start of the study. So this is one that really kind of helps calm the digestive system. So just an outstanding probiotic strain for a majority of people. It just helps to build the integrity of the gut lining.
Mm-hmm. So that's really important. A third one that we have in our formulation is one called Bifidobacterium lactis. And Again, another great bacteria, it's usually find it like in newborns and in breastfed infants. And, you know, and it's actually very commonly found in our gastrointestinal tract, okay? Usually in lower levels in the adults, mainly because our diets are so poor, we have unhealthy lifestyle habits and just other factors like environmental factors. But again, this helps to support the digestive health and your immune function and cholesterol levels, okay? Once again, mm-hmm. a huge plus for trying to maintain cholesterol levels within a normal range. Mm-hmm. In a natural way, mm-hmm. That's right. In a natural way, you know? And again, it helps with absorption of certain vitamins and minerals and, you know, just another great bacteria. Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the Bifidobacterium longum, which is actually another pretty common probiotic that a lot of probiotics include. Mm-hmm. Because it is a very significant probiotic found in the human gut. Studies show, again, that it supports a normal, healthy digestive tract. It inhibits the growth of potentially harmful bacteria, and it supports healthy immune function. So those are the three main things that a good, healthy probiotic should be doing. It also contributes to health in the fact that it, and this is really cool, right, that it hunts down free radicals by acting as an antioxidant. So again, just crazy, like what these little bugs can do.
That's right.
In the body for
That's
us.
That's right. You know, the Lactobacillus salivarius is the other one that we have in our formulation. And this one is actually a native of our intestinal tract. Okay, you can find it, you know, you can find it throughout your intestine. You can find it even in other parts of our body, like the vagina, the mouth. But one of the things about this bacteria is that it produces its own antibiotic. Okay, that's amazing that this little bacteria produces its own antibiotic that is targeted against other invading bad bacteria. All right, so I mean, how much better does it get? You're taking a probiotic that has a bacteria strain in it that helps produce its own antibiotic.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is very cool.
Yeah, and then the last one in ours is the Lactobacillus casei. It's known for four things, primarily improving your digestion, increasing immunity, reducing allergies, and improving cholesterol levels. So again, there's the cholesterol. But also, I love the fact that it helps reduce allergies, right? We've got so many people with allergic reactions these days, high allergies. But this strain is actually called a superstar probiotic because back in 2002, there was a study that found this strain of bacteria had a massive effect on patients with diarrhea. Patients who actually took this strand of probiotic, their diarrhea episodes were greatly reduced during the time they were taking the probiotic. But then when they stopped taking it, their diarrhea episodes returned. So this study kind of suggests that continual supplementation of probiotics is ideal, especially for people that are experiencing digestive issues on a daily basis.
So there you go. Those are the bacteria that we have in our formulation, these six bacteria, all of them with just great benefits. And, you know, and we have, there's a lot of, we've put these six together because they complement each other, okay? They complement each other. So a lot of people ask me, why do I need to take a probiotic?
Yeah, and I think we should do that for our next podcast because we should wrap this one up and then we should follow up in the next podcast with really diving into why probiotics are so important to take continuously.
And this is really important because we get people that are even healthy, that feel great, that have no problems, that ask us all the time, why should I take a probiotic? Mm-hmm. So stay tuned and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.